The Walt Disney Company has named Robert Iger as its next chief executive. Michael Eisner is set to leave that job at the end of September and to leave the Disney board when his contract expires next year. But as NPR's Kim Masters reports, these announcements may not restore peace to the Magic Kingdom.
The Disney board has long been accused of rubber stamping Michael Eisner's decisions, and the company's critics are already saying that the selection of Iger, who was Eisner's choice for the top job, does not really represent regime change. In a conference call with reporters yesterday, board chairman George Mitchell said Eisner, who has been accused of micromanaging and destroying important talent relationships, did not call the shots this time.
There is no conceivable way that this process could fairly be described as being dominated by him or people influenced by his presence. That is simply not true.
Mitchell said major Disney shareholders supported Iger for the job. But Wall Street analyst Richard Greenfield says that doesn't mean everyone will be happy.
What happens to Disney next, and whether there is a shareholder revolt as there was 18 months ago, is very much unclear.
Already, dissident shareholders Roy Disney and Stanley Gold have issued a statement calling the board deaf and insular. But Disney Chairman Mitchell says the board did listen to the advice of an executive search firm.
We evaluated a large number of individuals in consultation with Heidrick & Struggles, and board members met with potential candidates.
Analyst Greenfield says Mitchell did not provide enough specifics to dispel concerns that the process was flawed.
You can't yet decide whether this was a good or a bad thing. What was surprising is they didn't give more clarity in terms of how many other people were actually interviewed for the job.
Reporters did press Mitchell on this point repeatedly, but he said details of the search would be kept private, including even the number of outsiders that were considered.
It would be inappropriate for me and unfair to them for me to comment in any way that might affect anyone who was involved in this process.
One name that did emerge was eBay's chief executive Meg Whitman, who withdrew from consideration last week. The board then unanimously approved the 54-year-old Iger, a longtime ABC executive who has served as Eisner's number two for 5 years. Analyst Greenfield says the choice represents a victory for the status quo, which may worry investors, but Mitchell enumerated some of the qualities that he says made Iger the right person for the job.
Very high integrity, candor, very effective at dealing with others and forming partnerships with other entities, and the right knowledge of the industry to move this company to another level.
One of those partnerships very much on the minds of investors is Disney's deal with animation powerhouse Pixar, the company behind Finding Nemo and The Incredibles. That soured under Eisner, but Greenfield thinks shareholders will want Iger to bring Pixar back into the Disney fold. Given how badly Disney needs the popular Pixar characters, Greenfield says Iger will be at a disadvantage should such discussions occur. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.